You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in She-Hulk Attorney at Law?
Another one of those Marvel TV shows. You know, Marvel like announces a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, some of it, you're like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I guess you get them all with DC, but She-Hulk absolutely fell into that category for me. Mm. Where I was like, is it going to come out?
Well, it's real now because
it's
a trailer.
Real now. We saw it.
Yeah.
It looks like shit.
Yeah. It looked bad.
Visually.
CGI looked real unfinished.
I don't.
There's no depth to She-Hulk.
And Hulk's head is wrong.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a new mutation. Hulk got a tiny head.
Don't mind the tiny head. Hulk is all right.
No,
but does Hulk also have that flatification?
Not as much.
But you also don't see his face.
But yeah, that's right. You don't really see because. When Jennifer Walters like is swiping and then she's like, I'm going to go on a date. It looks like a combination of Shrek and The Sims.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, it's like a decade early CGI, which maybe means it was rushed. I don't know.
I think what's probably more likely is, and this is usually what happens when there's just bad CGI in anything, is you can cut corners and save $20 million and it looks a bit fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can spend an extra $20 million for a thing that ultimately won't really matter in hindsight.
Or it could be a thing where the CGI ain't finished just yet.
The show comes out in 6 weeks.
It's such a classic thing, though, with Marvel movies. Like, I forget what trailer it was, but there was another one, and everyone was like, CGI looks shit, and everyone was like, no, they'll fix it before it comes out. And
did they?
No, they never do.
That's classic.
I just don't think it's a thing for people to put, like, they will make a trailer that might have, like, not all the scenes or whatever.
They'll CGI a person out.
CGI out a couple of Spider-Man.
I think what usually happens is, like, they'll tidy scenes up, but if someone looks wrong in CGI, it's rare for them to, like, full on fix that.
Unless you're Sonic.
Yeah.
But then that movie gets delayed.
Did you know, is this true? Tim Robinson's playing ugly Sonic in the Chip and Dale movie? Is this true? I saw this on Twitter this morning. And I was like, what the fuck is that movie going to be about?
Well, that movie, reviews have just started to drop and some people are saying it's not for adults or kids and sucks shit. And other people are like, yeah, it's weird. That's good.
All right.
Okay.
Like reviews dropped at time of recording this morning.
Uh-huh.
And it just sucked the wind out of my sails entirely for it. But now maybe I'm back in. But yeah, apparently there's a lot of just like
Sonic.
Weird references. It makes sense because in the trailer, if you've listened to our Chip and Dale episode, which you have because you've listened to every episode of Baseless Speculation,
absolutely.
You love them all equally.
Mm-hmm. You're a base head.
You're a base head. You're based.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. in that we're like, oh, what's a Seth Rogen character? And apparently there's like fucked CGI world where it's like CGI characters that have gone wrong. And Seth Rogen is playing someone. I can't remember who it is, but it's not an original character. It's like a character from something.
Okay.
Or Seth Rogen is playing a character that got CGI treatment that went wrong. Something like that.
It's like a Viking-y type.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be, who fucking knows?
I'll watch Norm of the North. You know Norm of the North?
It could be fucking Obelix.
Okay. I was thinking them Vikings on the old like NES games.
No.
The Lost Vikings?
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Do you know the Norm of the North Twitter account is still active and deranged?
I don't know what Norm of the North is.
It was
Jackson,
like one of those.
This is just for you.
One of those really terrible early CGI kids movies. And he's like a CGI polar bear.
Oh.
And it's like the movie came out and they had a promotional Twitter account. And then the movie was done, but the Norm of the North Twitter account's the only thing that survived to the end of, and it's still going, I'm fairly sure. He's still tweeting. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Norm of the North, but
someone has access to that account. It's like, I'm going ham.
Maybe it's not deranged, but it is still going and still being like, hey, it's Norm of the North Christmas or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, 4 days ago they were giving away Norm socks.
Yeah, so it's still
did
happening.
You enter?
Norm of the North Metaverse movie where Norm and the Wolf from Alpha and Omega blank. Fill in the blank to win a chance to win some Norm socks. It also posted the Wordle.
Yeah, Norm of the North.
How many people entered for the Norm socks?
193 people replied.
Yeah,
okay.
He's 2,000
likes. So
you got 200 people. Or,
still better than me.
No, so 200 people were being, I want these Norm socks. I reckon you could be in with a chance.
Well, I don't follow Norm of the North.
You should. To get
Norm likes his ice thick.
Yeah.
He also tweeted shoes.
Okay.
He retweeted, I'm saying he because I know.
Yeah.
Retweeted real fake licensed games, which is a Twitter account that just makes mock-ups of fake video games.
One of them his
Norm
video
of the North
game?
On Nintendo 3DS. Yes. And Norm is saying, should I tell Lionsgate to make this?
Jackson, of course.
Yeah. Yes.
And then on the 15th of December, they tweeted, I can literally tweet anything I want.
Uh-huh. What it feels like is that he was hired to be the Norm of the North Twitter account, like holder, and then the company that produced Norm of the North went under, but he still retained the Twitter account, and now it's his.
No,
and
it's made by Normansgate. Lionsgate.
Oh, no, it's got you, dude.
Whoa. Norm of the North Twitter account's fucked me off.
Yeah.
It's anyway. Verified with a blue tick. That's also worth noting. It's not just a random. I haven't fallen for a trick where I'm like, No.
It's the official Norm of the North Twitter account. I'm followed by the official McGruff the Crime Dog Twitter account. Why is that happening? Twitter's crazy. Anyway,
Shulk.
Yeah. Yes, She-Hulk.
So how does she? Or has it? An easy one to start speculating. How has she become a She-Hulk? In the comics, I believe there's an accident,
blood transfusion,
maybe, and there's a blood transfusion.
I love that. I mean, he knows he's Hulk at the time, right?
Yeah,
that's so funny. He's like.
Maybe.
I'm going to give her my blood. And they're like, can you think of any possible reason, Bruce Banner, why that might be a bad idea?
You know when Stanley drank a little of your blood.
Yeah. And died.
And then died.
Or when the leader got someone of your blood in his head.
And then we never heard from him again.
Presumably because he's dead.
Yeah, that's it. He was like, oh, I'm so clever. Too smart. Yeah. Brain,
thought
brain
too long
big.
About living and died.
So is this going to be a transfusion thing, or is it just a thing that the Banners
also happened to her.
Yeah. The Banners and Walters.
Well, it won't
they
be
are
a
cousins.
Blood transfusion, I wouldn't think, solely because it's Smart Hulk in this.
Which is
also confusing because the last time we saw Hulk, he was just a guy. Yeah. Well, Jackson hasn't seen this, but at the end of Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's in a post-credit scene with Captain Marvel.
He's just a fella.
Does he have a sling on as well for his hurt arm? I forget.
Yeah, he does. He does. I've seen that image. He's got his arm in a sling. So maybe this takes place before Shang-Chi.
Or he's now got like the ability to go back and forth, and he just likes being Smart Hulk.
It would be better to be Hulk than be regular.
Yeah. Like, for example, like if I'm Bruce Bannering around, at any moment in time, I can get got by a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But if I'm the Hulk, I can body that brain aneurysm.
Can the Hulk? Is Hulk's brain strong too? I guess all of them are strong.
I was going to say the brain is a muscle. It's not. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you can flex it.
No, because you can't work it out.
Yeah.
I feel like, a 1-2-3 punch said the three stupidest things I've said by any human being.
It's an organ.
Yeah.
It's an organ. It's
like, I got so scared because my brain.
It's the brain of muscle. Yeah, you can flex it. No, wait, it can't be because you can't work it out. The three dumbest men on the internet.
Well, the brain's not a muscle is an accurate statement, so I'm clever.
That's true.
But I should have backed you.
But also, like, you can, in a theory, you know, you can work it out by doing those brain training
games.
That's
not what
I meant.
We all know that's not what I meant.
But then why are they advertising it with a brain doing weights?
Exactly.
Riddle me that, fucko.
You probably could toughen up your brain. Anyway, I don't think they do a blood transfusion also because it's just a bit, it's very comic booky.
Yeah.
It's very comic booky in a way that I think that they're not so into anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I've pulled up Shang-Chi on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I forgot that they do karaoke with Wong.
Oh, that rules.
Wong-ioki.
Well, there's that one scene in the trailer where it's a bit out of place. It was like, you know, criminals are going haywire. Everyone is super violent. Woo! But then there's just a car rolling down a hill.
Right.
And I'm like, that seems a little, because in the broad daylight, everything seems like a little out of place in terms of super crime. Even though, yes, criminals and super villains could huck cars at people.
No, but you're right.
But
that
it
is
does
probably
seem
Jennifer
like
Walters,
a car crash or something like that. And the only thing they can save her is a transfusion.
That's so
but
funny.
Is it going to be from, say, Abomination.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, Abomination
is there.
Makes no, but I reckon Abomination's the one that threw that car.
Oh,
because he's in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The last time we saw him, also in Shang-Chi, not in jail, with Wong.
Yeah.
Well, maybe then.
Wong, you better be popping off.
Oh, we better
get
a Wong cameo.
Piece, Wong.
Maybe then the situation would be. Because I guess that's kind of a conflict where they're like, hey, Bruce Banner, this
will
is
they?
Your cousin who you love.
I don't know if they'll do her being sick. I think it'll be something to do with like an experiment going wrong. The only reason I say that
she's
is because
a lawyer.
This comes out. Yeah, I know she's a lawyer. Wait, what?
What experiments are done on a lawyer?
Maybe Bruce is doing something that fucks up. Because if they do have her being sick or mortally wounded or whatever, and then they give her the powers of She-Hulk to become alive again, it comes out like 2 weeks after Thor 4, where we know that Jane Foster is going to have had cancer and been brought back to life from. So I feel like they're going to. So usually, if these were both movies, I'd say that definitely won't happen because they won't want to have exactly the same origin story twice in a row. But because
it's a TV show,
Marvel is kind of just throwing everything everywhere at the moment.
Yeah,
all at once.
Yeah, wow.
They might just still do that, but to me, that still feels weird.
Yeah, it
just feels weird. If like
it would be like if you had
like, not in like a the Abomination throne or whatever, just like just the car crash and she's in a ICU or whatever, and Hulk is like, oh, I'm the only one because I'm the cousin and the guy. To get, but there's a chance she might Hulk out. Ah, she Hulked out.
Yeah,
well, it's the same with the Thor thing being like, to me, that just seems weird. But then also, because it's the same, like, it'd be weird if, like, DC made, like the Batman, where Bruce
and
Wayne's
then,
parents
like, a
get
Green
shot.
Arrow movie or something.
Where Bruce, or like, have the Batman and then make a Joker movie, and the Joker's origin is that his parents also got shot. You'd be like, I understand that parents getting shot is an origin story for superheroes, but seeing two movies in a row by the same studio where it's the same origin is weird.
Yeah. Man, Disney are going to be so happy once they just slot mutants in.
Oh,
you know?
No. You don't have to worry about it.
Oh, my God. This fucker, he's got splody hands.
Yeah.
How?
He's born like that. He's born fucked up. Don't
look at them fucked up splody hands.
He's born wrong.
Yeah. Oh, puberty kicked in.
Now he's got them hands that explode.
Yeah. Normally puberty kicks in. Puberty kicked this guy in the nuts. Yeah. This is how he came out this way. Well, but I think we have a benefit with the Hulk is that even though Dingus Dangus's Hulk movie is considered canon, because the Abomination
Eric
is
Banner.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah. No, other one.
Not Eric Banner.
Edward Norton.
Ah, yes. It's still kind of unclear what's happened in Hulk's past. You know what I mean?
True.
So maybe
is Banner's film at all kind of like
no.
What have they done?
Incredible Hulk, so not Banner's.
Yeah. No, like so Norton is just
Norton's Hulk is made in a way where you can sort of be like, I guess it's a sequel. Or like, I think it does go against some things,
Norton's
but
Hulk
other
has
things.
Has an origin in it, doesn't it?
No. Yeah. He's there.
It's told in newspaper clippings in like the opening credits.
Yeah.
And it sort of lines up with what you see in Hulk. But then also, I haven't seen Hulk in a long time, and his dad might become Abomination in that.
His dad's the Absorbing Man, and he fights him on a lake.
I remember him fighting.
There's dogs.
And
Hulk
he throws
dogs.
A tank.
Oh, there's Hulk
there's
dogs.
Hulk dogs.
Yeah. But because.
But there's also a Betty
Hulk
Ross.
Dogs. Yeah, true.
In Hulk, I think.
All right. Then
what if there's a Rick Jones in that Hulk?
Yeah, we've yet to see. Rick Jones cameo? The man, the myth,
oh,
the legend.
Oh, Rick Jones could be in this.
Who's your perfect Rick Jones? Who are you casting? Who are you casting as Ricky Boy? That's tricky.
It is tricky.
Timothy Charlemagne.
Matthew McConaughey de-aged.
Yes. Oh, Matthew McConaughey would make a perfect Rick Jones.
Well, I guess he wouldn't even really need to de-age him that much if...
He's living a sadder lifestyle at 50 than he would be at 20, but still.
But like, because like Mark Ruffalo's Hulk looks like he's in his 40s easily.
True.
Yeah. I was thinking like, Marky Mark from when there's like the rock star era.
Oh,
that
Mark Wahlberg, very old. Yes,
very
please.
Stupid, very funny. Is it Jensen Ackles? Is that his name?
Yeah.
The guy from
Supernatural.
Yeah, he just got cast in The Boys.
Yeah, he did though. So I don't think he's going to pop
he's
up
got
as
got the
a,
right look for it.
A,
what about the other guy from Supernatural? Although he was in
a
car
accident.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah, he's in a cowboy movie. I don't know.
TV series?
One of the Supernatural boys got hurt, but is okay, but was in hospital.
Yeah.
Or like, but was like badly hurt.
I think it might have been him. I think it might have been the other one.
Because he's doing the Texas Ranger, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing Walker Texas Ranger. Yeah, no, but that's the taller one. I don't know. Anyway, here's my, put this in the BS Bingo card. I think in the past, Hulk has saved up some blood, mm-hmm. like he froze some blood or whatever, mm-hmm. as part of like a, you know, mm-hmm. part of a science experiment. Okay. He's got some good blood.
Hulk saved blood, yeah.
And then Jennifer Walters is like, I'm in trouble. Or maybe he...
So you're saying he gets old blood, puts it into current Jennifer Walters. She's like, oh, thank you for the old blood. And he's like, oh, hang on, I mixed it up. Or actually, turns out
always going to be.
Yeah, I just had Hulk in
the
me all along.
The radiation did nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
my body just did that.
What if we combined two things? So yeah. We'll go old blood from Jackson, but
yeah,
it's not old blood because maybe it took place in the past.
Yeah,
and like prior to what we've seen on screen is when this transfusion happened. But she's only just started to develop Hulk stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It could be like, oh, then you know, then when I was in a thing, and then like you saved my life, and that was it was all.
And
sweet.
He's been monitoring her for 10 years, yeah. And now she started to Hulk the fuck.
Yeah, what about this?
And then she has the car crash. Yeah, or if it is a car crash, that's when she Hulks out. And she's like, the fuck you do.
Oh, yeah, because it is definitely like her Hulking out is definitely new because she says.
Yeah,
I ain't never Hulked before.
Yeah. And Hulk's like, being angry or scared.
Yeah, be angry and fear.
And she's like, those are the two basic emotions of being a woman.
Yeah.
We watched this with friend of the show, Cass, and I said, hey, Cass, relatable? And then she was like, shut up.
You hung your head after that. My friends are mean to me. Maybe it'll be
Cass,
like...
you're way less nice to me off microphone. Is it because I'm rude and an idiot?
Maybe she'll be in court or something after when her Hulk powers are developing and it's like just really stressful and her life's not going great and then... That's the first time she Hulks out in court, and she's like, "Fucking hell, I gotta."
But do the
figure my life
people
out.
Know that she Hulk?
I think so
initially, because there's a bunch of reporters are like, "Hey, where's she Hulk?"
Well, here's
my is that just a weird thing to ask somebody to be like, you know, so your alter ego? Where's your alter ego?
That's awesome, like, if they're just bad at their job. That's like going up to Iron Man. Hey, where's Iron Man? Yeah. I am Iron Man.
What do you mean?
What?
Where is he then? No, you're not. You're Tony Stark.
No, Tony Stark is Iron Man.
What?
Why do they have different names then?
Tony Stark is a man. Iron Man is a robot.
Oh, I gotta sit down.
Captain America and Captain America are the same guy because the name's Captain America.
Yeah.
Tony Stark and Iron Man, different guys.
Captain America is Steven Rogers.
He's not. You can't.
Who the fuck is Steve Rogers?
You're telling me that a man who is the pillar of human-like existence and his name is Steve?
What is happening?
It's pretty fucked up that they refer to Captain America as Cap rather than just calling him Steve most of the time.
He's got a name.
Yeah.
They call Tony Tony. They don't call him I.
Should have called him Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Tone. Would have been great.
Yeah. It's casual, but they're very formal at the Avengers compound. Yeah. But no, I think she's going to She-Hulk up in the middle of court, and then that's when her boss at the lawyer school or whatever is like, hey, Jennifer, I'm starting a superhero law division, and I want you to be our guy.
Alternatively, maybe when she is in the superhero law division, that's pre-her becoming Hulk, and it's because she is the cousin of Bruce Banner. And then something goes fucked with her first case, which is Abomination.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got...
Maybe she gets turned into She-Hulk from Abomination juice.
I was thinking that. Like, it's the Abomination juice. But is she working at, the Triskelion or the Triskelion or whatever it's called?
Joel Zammit, my friend, my loved one.
Yes.
I have no answer for you.
I haven't read any She-Hulk comics because I'm not going to believe this.
Yeah.
I can't read.
The pictures are there, but they also say the words. It's sometimes.
Yeah, fun. I'm like, oh, that's a nice building. I know what a building looks like. That's She-Hulk. She's the green tall lady.
Yeah. What's she doing there?
I wish I could understand what she was saying.
There is a, the fucked up looking building with all the angles. Is that meant to be sort of like...
It'll be something.
Something?
Yeah, it'll be something.
Is that meant to be where old mate Thundie Ross puts people in?
I wonder if Thunderbolt Ross will be in this, because I know Rest in Peace, but probably would have filmed it before...
De-age?
De-die him.
We've used brand new technology to de-die him.
Yeah.
What? He's alive again.
Yeah. But only in this movie, with TV series.
But the course of the TV series, he's alive. His loved ones came on set, said goodbye. But at the TV series, she calls over, so he had to go. Disney, I don't know what technology. You should put it back in a box, though.
No. This is all for us so we can eventually bring back our Lord and Savior, Walt Disney.
Okay.
Back from the dead.
Walt Disney can only come back for a TV show.
Yeah.
So we need to make one of them long-running ones.
If you brought back Walt Disney from the dead, he'd just be angry that cigarettes kept being photoshopped out of photos of him.
Hey, I smoke and it's good.
I'm so sorry, okay, Walt. It's not good. What?
Poor Walt Disney. He loved to smoke cigarettes, yeah, and we pretend he didn't.
Yeah. There's just a lot of photos of him standing with nothing in his hand, but his fingers apart.
Yeah.
Holding empty fingers to his lips.
I should have put something there, like, I don't know, like a spring onion, a toothpick.
Yeah. Instead, he's just got fingers spread apart like a weirdo.
Bit of straw. Plant.
Just put in notes in between his fingers that says, I created Mickey Mouse. It looks like he's walking around with the title deeds to Mickey Mouse all the time.
At all time, smoking them.
This means an unlit cigarette. Yeah. A note that says, I wish I was smoking.
Nicotine patch.
Nicotine patch. A vape?
A vape.
Yeah. Walt Disney should have vaped.
Mm. Still be alive today.
I think so. Will there be something we didn't see really in this trailer was any kind of bad guy.
You see Abomination.
Well, yeah, and you also see...
I missed him in the two times I've seen this trailer.
He's sitting in the jail at the start. It's Tim Roth.
I don't know. I just didn't
You don't know
see
what
him.
Tim Roth looks like?
No, I know what Tim Roth looks like.
Because it's like a... It shows, like, it's not
it's
like
Tim
a,
Roth.
It, look, it is a quick-ish shot.
Let me
but
tell
it's
you,
not
when you
a
boys earlier
shot.
On brought up Abomination, I was like, I didn't see Abomination. Maybe it was just Tim Roth. And then I was like, no, I didn't see him either. And then I was too scared to bring it up.
Yeah, you've aired it in a place where it's a safe place,
yeah,
the
thank
internet.
You.
He's right at the start of the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. Now there's because he's punching on with someone in a courtroom, and at the very end with the and I'm pretty sure that's Titania.
Oh, who's Titania?
Long time Hulk villain.
Is she a big lady? Is
yeah.
That the vibe?
And she married to is it Crusher Krell? The Absorbing Boy.
It, my friend and loved one. You might as well be speaking Latin to me.
Okay. Here's some nice news for you. The guy in this Power Rangers-esque suit, that's Frogman, probably.
That's sick. I like Frogman.
Yeah.
There was a guy in a Power Ranger?
That was a quick
That
cut.
Was quick. But I saw that. I zeroed in on Frogman. Don't you fucking worry.
There's Titania and you might, Absorbing Man. She usually, fights them, but also, prosecutes them, I think.
Well, do you think then this is going to be like, hey, it's the Hulk lore TV show. Like, this is where we're giving you all that Hulk shit that, you know.
It was in like L-O-R-E or L-A-W?
Well, it's going to be both. But I mean, I meant L-O-R-E. Like,
right.
Because like we've had Hulk in the background.
It'll fill in Abomination's backstory.
Yeah.
It'll explain what's happened between the Incredible Hulk and now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be too surprised if Betty Ross pops back up in this in some capacity.
Oh, yeah. What but about I Betty don't Ross think... takes over the...
What's Thunderbolt Ross.
Thunderbolt Ross role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Has she been
Betty
back
Ross.
Yet?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe they weren't bringing her back.
And then we get the villains, and then they can pose as like the Avengers.
Mm.
And then we get the Bettys.
Yeah.
Bad guy Bettys.
Bad guy Bettys.
But do we think this is going to tie into the Thunderbolts at all?
I don't think the Thunderbolts are happening anymore. You mean the titular Veeps?
Yeah.
So like with the
The Elaine from Veep. Is Elaine from Veep going to be together? In this?
Well, they do need like a Hulk. And
No, but they've got Abomination.
They do. But I mean, I don't mean necessarily.
They've
like
got a dumb Hulk and a smart Hulk if they grab She-Hulk as well.
We're going all Hulks.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah. You don't need most of the other ones.
One problem that three Hulks can't
smart
fix.
Hulk, dumb Hulk, also smart Hulk. Give a Hulk a gun. Hulk with gun.
Gun Hulk.
Gun Hulk. Yeah. Has Veep.
And maybe Pilot Hulk.
Whoa. Hulk for machine.
Yes. Yeah.
Hulk for machine.
Hulk for machine. Oh, then you have like Robot Hulk, i.e., a Hulk in an iron suit.
Oh, yeah. You could fill the entire Thunderbolts up with Hulks.
Has Veep approached Abomination?
No.
Nope. No.
But
okay.
The vibe
Veep
is.
Veep will
that
be
she
in
will.
This show.
Yeah. Big time we're going
to
see Veep.
Well, yeah, because Veep's going to be either like, because it's all to do with lore
Veep
and
will
court
work
shit.
For the Abomination jail. Superhero lore.
The Raft?
Maybe
it's
the Raft.
No, it's not the Raft. Well, it doesn't look like the Raft.
Yeah, never mind the Raft.
Yeah.
Who's on the Raft?
No one anymore.
The Raft
used to be Ant-Man.
Yeah, the Raft was full of Avengers.
Did Ant-Man leave the Raft for good in the end of Ant-Man 2, or did he go back to the Raft?
No, he went because he's home arrested.
Oh, that's right, he's home arrested.
He's arrested at the start of Iron Man. Not Iron Man, Ant-Man 2. Watching this trailer once, I think, has turned my brain off. I don't know why.
Ant-Man's arrested at the start of Iron Man 1.
What?
Yeah, you're right at the start.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Small man, you're coming with me. Boom.
Yeah. I have this like problem, I think, with the MCU currently, where we talk a lot of, like, about the MCU. We pitch our own ideas sometimes, and half the things have just been replaced by the other half. And I'm like, wait. Iron Man wasn't a villain in any of the Ant-Man series, was he? No.
No.
No, I just wanted that.
We talked about that a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
When I could not recall.
Yeah.
We definitely talked about it.
Yeah.
So, this will probably tie into. Look, we're going to get an old mate cameo for sure.
Who's old mate?
Veep?
No, that'll be more than a cameo. So.
Who's old mate? Falcon? Ant-Man.
No, the other guy.
Thunder.
The guy from the show that I haven't watched.
Loki?
Daredevil.
Daredevil? Oh, yeah. I don't know how
we're going
to... We're meant to get to Daredevil, but we did. We're
talking about lawyers?
Yeah, all right.
All right, yep, okay, I see the connection.
Yeah, there'll be a Daredevil
we'll
cameo.
We'll get old, mate.
Time.
Yep. Yeah.
Daredevil Matt cameo. Murdock. Titular Veep will appear in multiple episodes. Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon Matt Murdock will make a quip about how he once tried to help out a certain wall crawler, but he just can't remember who he is anymore?
He'll be like, yeah, I'm friends with Spot. No, I'm not.
Nobody is. I went and saw him...
I have this list of billable hours, but I don't know what from my dad's.
He was wearing a.
He wasn't representing Spider-Man. He was representing Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So he doesn't remember.
Yeah, well, he doesn't remember Peter Parker. He was like, I'm representing Spider-Man. I have billable hours for Spider-Man.
He never represented Spider-Man.
How did he get the money?
That whole thing is blank for him. And he won't figure it out until his tax man looks at his
Which is very funny, because in the most recent, like the Devil's Reign thing, where it's like Kingpin overtakes New York, the reason why he's so shitty and hates superheroes is because Daredevil made him forget with either like a magic wish or whatever it was, made him forget who Daredevil was. Like he made him forget that he knew that he was Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
And it drives Fisk insane.
That role, that's a great plot for a comic.
Yeah. And so he just is like, And so he's just like, I hate superheroes because they fuck with everything. They wipe my memory. I'm going to, God, no more.
Well, I guess,
more.
Yeah, like if like,
very funny to be like,
MJ
yeah.
or Ned thinks, like stops and has a big thing.
Yeah.
There would be like.
Blood knows, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be big holes where they'd be like, no, like something's wrong. This is fucked up.
Well, I like the idea of Matt Murdock's lawyer being like.
Murdock's lawyer.
Yeah. He's hired Jennifer Walters. That's
Matt,
nice.
Matt Murdock's accountant being like, you've got, there's just no names on this.
Yeah.
Did you write a fake, like,
was it
invoice?
Oh, no, because it's forget Peter Parker. So what would happen is...
Spider-Man.
No, it would say... I guess it would still say Peter Parker, but he would just be like, who the fuck's Peter Parker?
I don't remember this.
And then they'd go look at... And there's no trace of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't live there anymore.
He's getting done for tax fraud.
Yeah. When Spider-Man finally reveals himself again, they're like, yeah, we're not happy about you because Matt Murdock's in jail.
Yeah.
He's in debtor's prison because of you.
Yeah, if Matt Murdock gets audited, they're going to be like, all your books are great except for this one thing. Parker, sounds like a fake name, and we looked into it. No one in the history of this world is named Peter Parker.
My name's Matt Murdock. Peter Parker's a pretty normal name.
But also, isn't Peter Parker, it's just that everybody's forgot him. It's not like he's changed his name, right? Yeah.
Did he make everyone forget every Peter Parker?
But like, are they going to track down Peter Parker? And
they'll forget Peter Parker. But they don't forget.
But then if your accountant's looking into it, I hate that we're here again. But if
it's
going to
keep happening because it's a thing in the MCU. I got some terrible news. The next MCU thing that comes out, we're going to be talking about it again because it's such... While Spider-Man is still around and there's characters that are associated with what happened at No Way Home, we're going to be like, okay, what do they think happened? Or like what happened?
I think
Matt Murdock is the trickiest one.
Yeah.
Almost everyone else.
You can imagine it just
dead
being
or
like was associated with Spider-Man. So
Happy when he saw
Peter Parker didn't think shit.
But when Happy saw Peter Parker, he's just like, oh, you knew this woman that I loved. So Peter Parker's been erased from existence.
Oh
Happy.
That's right. That's the scene that made my brain go, hang on.
Yeah.
So it didn't replace like someone with a Spider-Man mask, which is what I would have assumed.
That's so funny. MJ just in class, looking back, kid dressed like Spider-Man.
Oh. Yeah, Spider-Man goes to this school.
Because
Happy.
Happy's who are you?
Because I don't think feasibly, maybe Happy becomes Kingpin.
Yeah.
Because with the Devil's Reign storyline, because I don't think Happy. Would feasibly fall in love with Aunt May.
Well, that's all, surely that's all erased from his mind.
Yeah.
But it's not, because he's like, I loved this woman when he's at her grave.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because they met at a Spider-Man concert.
Well, he was Peter Parker's handler, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But again, then he remembers being Spider-Man's handler, but then where does Aunt May fit into that?
Well, Aunt May, if she were alive...
Only thing that I can think is that they'll get away with it is that Happy was Spider-Man's handler, and in his memory, for some reason, and this results in, like, he'll just be like, I guess I met Aunt May...
At the Spider-Man concert.
At the Spider-Man concert.
They're going to be like, why did we call her Aunt May? Whose aunt was she?
Her gravestone just says May Parker. Yeah.
If it said Aunt May, that would be fucked up.
That'd be so funny.
Who's she an aunt of?
Yeah, so I guess, whoever she was working for before Feast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how Spider-Man Far From Home opens with him being like, what the fuck is up?
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man does like a speech for Feast or some shit.
Yeah, but it's not Feast, it's the other thing. Yeah.
But so he'll be
I guess Happy will be like, I fell in love with May that day. Why was I there? Why was Spider-Man there?
Well, maybe Spider-Man dealt with Tone for a bit.
Yeah.
Because I haven't raised Spider-Man.
Spider-Man dealt with Tone.
So he would remember being Spider-Man's handler, but just in every memory for him with Spider-Man was like, I'm not taking off my mask.
Yeah.
And he was like, I guess that's just like a deal with this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be the memory. But then when Matt Murdock's taxes are done,
they're
like, this is Peter Parker. They find Peter Parker in his apartment and they're like, Matt Murdock's like, when did I?
And also, it'll say representing Peter Parker for crimes committed as Spider-Man. Because that's also why he's defending him, remember?
Yeah, that's a good point.
For the death of Mysterio.
Yeah.
Well, again, it is also just magic, so...
Yeah, I mean, it could all just be... It's just rewritten, whatever.
Do people think Spider-Man killed Mysterio?
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't clear his name.
Yeah.
Well, Peter Parker cleared his name.
Yeah, because no one...
You can't be Spider-Man in court.
Because I thought the death of Mysterio was going to play such much like a bigger role in...
I played a huge role in the first 15 to 20 minutes.
But then everyone forget who Peter is, but then everyone is like, is Spider-Man still killed?
I guess that means if Mysterio...
Which is maybe how they'll explain why Spider-Man decided to... Fuck off.
Maybe is this why MJ and Ned and that actually don't want to talk about Spider-Man because he killed that guy?
Hey, our friend.
Were you friends with Spider-Man? No, I don't even know a Spider-Man.
I think that kid that we hate, whose name I forget, Flash, he's friends with Spider-Man, I think.
Yeah.
Go ask him.
Yeah.
Spider? No. I'm muddled.
Yeah, Peter Spider, the murderer? Yeah. Ooh, no.
You mean spider penis?
No, no idea.
It's crazy they said penis in a Marvel movie.
Is it?
Well, imagine it happening now.
I can't.
Marvel films, except for Eternals, mostly sexless.
Saying penis is not the sexiest thing in the world.
Yeah, but that does clarify that in the MCU, at least penises exist.
We know penises are real. Thank God. Anyway.
Yeah.
She-Hulk.
Yes.
What do we think is going to be the central... Do you think it's just going to be a story about Jennifer Walters discovering She-Hulk and being like, how do I control it?
I think it's going to be mostly a...
courthouse comedy.
Either
it's Boston Legal, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would love that. But I was going to say, we will like more courthouse stuff and maybe some stuff to do with like either the villains that we've seen in...
Already.
In the past. But I'm trying to like rack my brain to be like, what villains didn't die?
Here's another thing.
You know who would be great for this series?
Yeah.
Vulture.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But unfortunately...
He's in Morbius now.
He's in a different reality.
May or may not. I haven't seen it yet, but I know a great place to get a copy of this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But with Morbius, apparently, allegedly, that they've altered the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say it has something to do with Spider-Man anymore.
That's awesome.
And if that's true, that's funny. But if it's not true, that's a funny rumor.
Yeah.
I'll have to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. You do your own research.
It is crazy that the Vulture's stuck in the shit timeline. They've taken one of the best villains that the MCU had and put in the worst
what
universe.
What an absolute monkey's paw that was. We want a really good villain for our Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
Imagine if when Spider-Man Homecoming had come out and we were like talking about how much we loved Vulture, somebody was like, in the future, he will dimension jump to the Morbius dimension.
The who?
And you'll never see him again.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Here's what I keep imagining. Put this in your BS bingo card. Movie, TV show. which is 10 episodes, which is way too many. Stop making long TV shows, Marvel. It's going to end with a courtroom drama that's fun, and then it's going to devolve into a superhero fight that sucks shit. That's, yeah. I think, well, like, I almost don't even need to put that in the bigger
part. First of all, Jackson, I'd just like to say that this is the longest TV show they've had in quite a while, since What If. But you stopped watching them, so you don't know.
Well, and I won't watch this either.
So. Yeah.
God damn.
That's okay. Remember, it's you're on thin ice. You just picked the wrong thing not to watch and you're fired.
I got to watch everything in the hope that it's not the wrong
Jackson, thank you so much for watching all of the Arrowverse shows, but unfortunately you didn't watch Hawkeye, so you're fired.
Fuck! All right, I've watched all of Boston Legal. Why? Because... We talked about it. Were you doing a based reaction to Boston Legal?
We can now.
I mean, yeah.
James Spader.
We can now. Did you watch She-Hulk? No, I was too busy. It took me so long. It's a lot of episodes.
Because Moon Knight was like six,
I think.
Yeah. Six episodes. Hawkeye is six.
Mm-hmm.
She-Hulk's 10.
Moon Knight was surprisingly, like, it didn't connect to the rest of the bullshit.
Some people quite like that. Some people hate it.
Yeah, I was like, this is nice. This is refreshing. I was like... Here we go. Here's a werewolf gonna pop up into. Oh, it didn't.
Apparently, there was an alternate version I saw somewhere online that was gonna connect to Thor: Love and Thunder, but I guess they decided against it, which is good.
And then there was also another one where Kingo was gonna be in it, but then
that would have been
Kingo.
Great.
Yeah, obviously, it'd be good to have Kingo.
Yeah, everyone. I mean,
Kingo
that
in every movie.
Yeah, Kingo like and
that,
Wong.
Yes, because that wouldn't have been on the nose.
Dream team.
Yeah.
WCU Wong Cinematic Universe.
Is Kingo in this? He's like the. So I know in the comics, I think Kingo is like, oh, I'm basically like a Bollywood actor or a very famous actor throughout basically time.
Yeah.
And he just kind of keeps, you know, dying.
That happens in the Eternal movies too, yes.
Yeah. Cool.
His grandfather was an actor.
Yeah.
His father was an actor.
And then
he was an actor, and his son will be an actor. It's all the same guy.
Yeah, it's all Kingo, baby. It's Kingo all the way down.
And he's playing... He also, in the Eternals movie, when we see him, he's doing a reenactment of a fight he was actually in, but as an actor.
Yeah.
That rules. Good.
That's hectic.
That's good stuff for Kingo.
Make a Kingo movie again.
Yeah. Kingo solo. We can just call it.
No, call it. It's a movie about Kingo killing this version of Kingo to become his son called The Death of Kingo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, but where does the king go?
Oh. Better title. I think it's going to be. I think this would be my basic plot. Mm-hmm. Would be like, for whatever reason, I think the car crash happened far in the past. I think we're right on that. That's a flashback.
So, like, again, when you're like, you look at it, that's what happened to Strange.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's just very, like they do, I mean, they do mention, like, to be a superhero, you got to be an orphan, wealthy orphan, or this, or that. So it's like,
But anyway, I think that happened in the past, and she got a blood transfusion. Whether it was from Hulk at the time, seems a bit fucked if he knew he was Hulk. Mm-hmm. But maybe they just had a bunch of his blood on file from when he was experimenting on himself, and some of it was post-Hulking, and they just didn't know. Mm. She gets the blood transfusion, gets Hulk powers, doesn't realize because she's, like, calm. I think there's going to be, like, I've been living my life really repressed, and now I'm in my 30s. I'm in my dirty 30s.
Mm. Yeah.
It's all coming out.
Very dirty 30s.
Yeah, this is my dirty, horny, fucked up, pussy popping 30s.
I'm just scrolling through the web, just trying to find out if there's any like little tidbits that we may have missed, whether there's like casting news or anything like that.
I think as well, then she's going to be Hulk in the courtroom. She's going to get too stressed, go Hulk mode. Then they're going to be like, hey, we're going to start a superhero division because there's a bunch of superhero crimes. Then I think it's going to be court case against Titan or whatever.
Titania?
the lady who gave birth to a car.
That's Titan.
Titan. And then in the end, it's going to devolve into a big fight between them. And in the midst of this, Hulk's going to be for maybe two episodes, I think. I don't think he's going to be in it for much. That's too much CGI. I think he's going to be like, yeah, I'll train you how to be a Hulk. And it'll be about balancing, you know, the stresses of life with the being a Hulk.
Yeah, right.
Okay, a couple of things, and this is from the Wikipedia page, so it could be fucking horse shit.
Yeah, yeah.
One, I was wrong. It's 9 episodes, not 10. That's two.
But IMDb says it's 10.
Yeah, IMDb's lying to me and you.
You son of a bitch, IMDb. I'll kill you.
Yeah, because that's what tricked me at first, too. Yeah. And also, Titania.
Yeah, Titania is
confirmed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's been cast.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So it's, I think...
Oh! Wong confirmed!
I'm gonna do a handstand.
It's not
check me out.
We're gonna get double Wong. We're gonna get where Wong is like half a man but
Wong
repeated. Two-headed Wong, but not where his head should be.
So Wong,
two-headed Wong, but no dick Wong.
Look, people are going to be angry that it's a spoiler. Sorry, too late. Nothing I can do about it now.
Yeah.
But and this is further Wong news. So if you hated what I said that Wong's in this, you're gonna hate what I say next.
Okay.
Which is apparently it's. They're going to tie it in to Wong is the one who apprehended the abomination. Oh. So Wong is the one who dropped them off at jail.
Huh. That's a cool.
That scene does not play like that.
All right. Is that from Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It seems like they're just kind of friends that were fighting.
Weird.
Whoa.
It seems like they were fought in the Dawny thing as like to blow off some steam. But then at the end, they just seem like they're friends.
Huh.
Although Wong is like, are you coming with me?
Yeah, okay, so maybe he does take him to prison.
Yeah, look, okay, maybe I need to kind of watch that scene again with a bit more scrutiny.
Yeah,
it was there all along. I was just stupid.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the official synopsis. So if you're angry at me for spoiling the Wong thing, blame Marvel. They've decided that that's information that they want to put out.
So I'm guessing,
which means probably a bit of Wong. Or is in it like immediately.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a lot of Wong.
So
I'm guessing it'll be, she's probably, so Jennifer Walters, up and coming lawyer, and she maybe is just dealing with non-superhero stuff, but you know, in her day-to-day lawyering, she does occasionally come across, or they can't be like, what is the law or the legal things here?
Yeah,
her boss
is
like, you know what, we need a superhero division, you're helming that. And I think that might be pre her shulking out.
So do you think she's going to,
And then one of her first cases is to deal with the Abomination. And through that, this is where I'm just like, they couldn't do what are they going to do here to make it not as hokey as like, oh, a blood transfusion from either my cousin or from the Abomination?
Yeah.
And I don't fight? Is there something there where either, you know, something happens and like the Abomination gets cut and she accidentally gets like blood in her eye, kind of like in 28 Days Later where the man looks up and then like a crow blood goes into his eye and he become a zombie, but she become a Hulk.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I see that's such a weird scene.
That's kind of fucked up as well.
Yeah.
He cuts himself and he's like, into the air and
bleeds,
she's like,
in her mouth
or
whatever. Yeah.
Which is also fucked up.
I think like, even though it is.
Hey, this is for something dumb.
Ooh, I'm strapped in.
Okay, so he has to handle paper.
Gets a paper cut.
Accidentally.
Abomination then, also gets a paper
cut.
Yeah,
Abomination gets a paper cut or whatever. It's a bit of whatever. And then like as she picks it up, she's got like also a cut on her hand or something. And until she gets the Abomination blood.
Crazy.
Stupid, eh?
Yeah.
Speaking of stupid, how did Carnage become Carnage?
Carnage became Carnage in Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By biting
and
sucking on the blood of Tom Hardy, who has venom in him at that moment.
How does he get to suck and bite the blood?
He literally just bites his hand through the jail door.
Maybe that's what Jennifer Walters will do to Abomination.
So Tom Hardy goes to interview Carnage again in a scene that doesn't line up with the post-credit scene of the first
That's good.
Venom. I love to do that with post-credit scenes. Like, yeah, it's a vibe, but it doesn't actually make sense.
Post-credit scenes have become less and less what is actually happening. And that's so funny.
It's just like a reference. You're just like, oh, did you like that? Because you're going to see a different but expanded version of that. Which I guess makes sense, but that makes it more of like a trailer rather than...
Yeah, it's not really an event happening within the universe anymore.
It's kind of nice, but also then just stop doing it.
I don't
think it's nice. I think it's bad. Although the worst post-credit scene is still the one from... Ant-Man, where they're like, Bucky's got his arm stuck in a vice, and like, we're going to call a little girl. And that's just a scene from Civil War, but it doesn't really resolve like that. They've just edited it so it looks like Ant-Man's
that's
the solution.
That's right, I forgot. That's so
funny.
It
just makes it look like that Winter Soldier's arm got stuck in a thing accidentally.
Because No Way Home, they just did the trailer for Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which is good. Hey, just do that.
Yeah, I was like, just cut out the middle bit. Just do it. Make a trailer.
And make it too many movies, I guess.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if Thor's last post-credit scene is a trailer for Wakanda Forever.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah, for
sure.
Like,
they start sort of like moving phasing away for that.
Well,
that
chuck in one. Although Doctor Strange didn't have a trailer for,
but Thor. These days it often feels like mid-credit scene reference to upcoming thing, post-credit scene joke.
Well, it's either they do that or the other one is mid-credit scene is a reference to the wider universe.
Mm.
And the post-credit scene is either a tease for the sequel to the character you just saw
or
is a reference to a wider event in the movie you just saw but doesn't really take the story forward.
Yeah, true.
So, like, good example.
Seems like it's good.
No, 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 I'll think of one.
That's not... I don't actually typically make a noise when I think. Oh, God.
I think Thor 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor 2's got the big cat.
That's at the end. Fuck.
Anyway, I know what you mean. I know. Yeah. I mean, you're gonna be thinking about that.
Doctor Strange, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can't think of a single example.
No, look, there's been a lot of movies. Fair enough.
Yeah. But yes, I think she gets Hulk from Hulk powers. I think from Abomination.
I reckon
that just seems a bit more something there. I don't know how to make it not silly.
I think it's got to be a blood transfusion. I think it's got to be a blood transfusion where she's like, in the hospital, and they're like, do you have any relatives? And she's like, fuck, Bruce Banner, and they're like, the Hulk.
Why? You're gonna fucking die then, hey?
But then I think the reason Hulk has come to her is because he's like, fuck, like it was my responsibility to look after you and I should have paid attention to where all my blood was or whatever, and now there's fucking some in you and now I gotta look after you, and that's why he's training her.
Like, I'm trying to think of anything like he could, like, you know, Abomination, like either cuts his lip or something like that, and like a little droplet falls into like an open
bottle. We could just be overthinking it and they just didn't.
Just Hulk.
Yeah.
Or like, it's just like they didn't look at the start of Thor and the start of this and be like, oh, that's the same start. We probably shouldn't do that. And they've just done it.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like, you know.
And you were right, that car accident that we see in the trailer is just
like
a car accident.
Hulk hulked up next to like a Jennifer Walters, and there's a blood transfusion.
Maybe Hulk saves her and she doesn't go to hospital. Hulk does a blood transfusion.
Because there's like nowhere else is around. And then someone's like, is this going to result in like her being a Hulk?
No, we don't know. Or he's like, she's going to just full on die if I don't do this.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a morally conflicted choice for Hulk. Mm. And he's like, well.
And then she gets to be like, he'll be like, if it wasn't for what I did, you'd die. And she'll be like, well, this isn't a life that's really worth living. Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, don't say that. And she'll be like,
He's like, I love it. I'm big and green. She's like, I hate that I'm big and green. He's and like, at least you've got normal proportions.
My head is
like a
TV
fucking fridge. Look at my tiny hair. We didn't used to have that. I know. It's getting worse.
I can jump, though. You can jump.
Every day I wake up, my head's an inch smaller. Jennifer, is that going to happen to me? I don't fucking know.
At the moment, you're like an 8.5 foot tall green lady, and people are into that.
Look at my head. It's getting tinier every fucking day. I'm terrified.
You're looking shiny. That's all you need to worry about, Jennifer.
Yeah.
When you're walking down the street, you don't look real.
You look flat. You got no dimension.
I mean, it's some strange side effect to her becoming a Hulk where she looks like shit for something. I guess you look like bad CGI when you Hulk out. That's part of your power set.
Yeah. You cross over the uncanny valley.
It's also crazy because there's one part of the trailer we haven't mentioned yet, and it's the most baseless speculation, but they've made She-Hulk horny.
Yeah.
But not as in the character, because she's always kind of horny. But they've made the show horny because there's a man that's like, oh, big lady? Yeah, that's making me a horny.
Mm.
Yeah. He's Italian.
Yeah.
There's explicit,
It's like one of the more like infamous covers or issues is like Hulk naked doing like on with a skipping rope.
Hulk naked.
Yeah, little Shulk. She-Hulk.
Fuck, that's sad. Yeah. Hulk naked with a skipping rope rolls.
Also good.
But no, yeah, I know the one you mean. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like there's a very kind of like long history of I think it was
No, cause She-Hulk has a sexist start. Because didn't the writer, or am I confusing that with Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, where the writer was like, these are just the things that make me horny as fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, what if I did bondage pornos? Yeah. And then.
Because isn't the whole thing of like, what makes Wonder Woman like what are her weaknesses? Is this like full on just like bondage, right?
If she's tied up by a man. But if she's tied up, I think in the original one, if Wonder Woman is tied up by a man, she loses her powers. But,
well, it's not even subtle.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's absolutely.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was something subtle. No.
If she's tied up by a man, she loses her powers. But
rules.
If
fuck
she's
me.
Tied up by another. But then also they're like, we tied each other up all the time with Themyscira and spanked the shit out of each other. It's very horny, the early Wonder Woman. She's
the comic book code of authority being like,
yeah, I think that's cool.
That seems good.
That seems like you're like a well-adjusted
guy.
Okay, so
they just always make She-Hulk. She's been naked on the cover of multiple comics.
She's just like she's like a very sexually confident character within the Marvel comic book universe, which is cool.
Yeah,
I always liked that.
There was
She-Hulk.
One issue where the She-Hulk ended up having sex with Juggernaut, but when Juggernaut was like in these kind of like good boy phase.
Yeah.
That a lot of people did not like. A lot of people hated. And they had to kind of like retcon it a bit. So it wasn't She-Hulk. It was someone else, I think.
Huh.
I don't know.
Why didn't they like She-Hulk fucking? Was it because they wanted to fuck?
No, it was because of Juggernaut. Because Juggernaut's a bit of a bad boy criminal man.
Oh, okay. So they're like She-Hulk wouldn't fuck Juggernaut?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
It's Juggernaut real horny. Cameo.
Yeah. So do we think
that
She-Hulk is going to be like... actually horny or Marvel horny?
Marvel horny.
Yeah. And by actually horny, I don't necessarily mean Full Penny. As much as I love Full Penny, big bouncing green cheeks. You kidding me? No, but that you can make a movie or anything sexy without having to be explicit.
I think it'll be sexy. It'll be mostly played for jokes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not not going to get like an Eternals sort of like
we saw
love
thrust and ass
love making scene, for example.
Like yeah, I think the scene where
he's get like it. Yeah, he picks, he gets picked up, she like hits his legs on the lamp, and then it might be just like smash cut and like a bed is destroyed.
Yes, that's exactly what, the Twilight sort of situation.
Yeah. I don't even think it'll be that. I think it'll just smash cut to her having breakfast the next morning being like, guys, love it.
Yeah.
Or him
in like the hospital with casts on his legs.
He'll be like, excuse me, doctor, my dick's broken off. Clean off.
Pussy like a vice, doctor.
Am I right? Up top. I've been a lot of pain.
And then he'd be like, wouldn't change anything for the fucking world right now.
This is an inappropriate discussion for a doctor
and
a patient.
Save me.
To be
kill me. I've just come to get euthanized.
You might have bigger problems than a destroyed penis, sir.
This is the best day of my life. No day's going to top it. End it now. I'm going to go to heaven and dream of these. Beautiful dreams.
Ooh, mama.
I'm not entirely sure. I mean,
I want to go out on top. I want to go out with a big smile on my face, Mr. Dr. Sir.
I gotta ask this. Did she sit on your face at any point? And in doing so, damage your brain. Dr. Man put a big needle in me.
I'm done.
That's what happens in like The Boys.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You haven't seen The Boys?
No, I haven't seen The Boys.
So, yeah, well, someone with superpower is like, tries to get, like, you know, she's all horned up.
Mm.
And, she goes to sit on someone's face and, like, just pop someone's face.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. So maybe She-Hulk should be careful.
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking.
I just don't think Marvel going to do that.
Yeah.
No, and classic The Boys.
Classic
The Boys. Like
it's a little horny and then fucked up.
Yeah.
Like when a speedster ran through a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's an inciting incident of The Boys.
Yeah.
I know The Boys.
They kill a whale. It's fucked up.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of The Boys. I watched some of it. I was like,
I've enjoyed it.
I much prefer Invincible.
Yeah.
Which is
I more like, I want to say Carl Urban. Is that his name? Or is it Keith Urban?
No, it's Carl. It's
Keith
Carl.
Is married
Keith
to
Urban's
Nicole.
A different
Yeah,
name.
Al Nicole.
Yeah.
He's a musician.
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen neither. here's another question I had. So, classically, yes. She-Hulk in the comics has been a bit Deadpool sometimes. She breaks the fourth wall. It's like there's in the '80s. I think there was a big period of time where She-Hulk was the fourth wall breaker. She would be like, "Hey, check me out, this fucking comic. Can you believe this shit?" She didn't talk like she was a New York cabbie, but she would say that.
But it was implied.
You're seeing me jump and rob right now. You're tugging on your dick. That's fucked up. I made a fuck crime.
Just read my fucking comic. About that, a fucking pizza. Anyway, yeah. So
I'm hulking here.
I don't think she will.
Well, yeah, I think what we're going to get is a weird... Not that I really want
They might put her in Deadpool if they want to do that, but...
I was like, ooh, would they do on, like, would they perhaps a Deadpool cameo?
Deadpool cameo is on the... So this is the one thing, the one big fear I have in my life. Deadpool cameo... It's inevitable, and it's coming in at any time.
Yeah.
Marvel are going to drop the Deadpool cameo bomb on an upcoming project. Mm-hmm. I would say...
But this is the thing is, like, because, Deadpool, hot property if your name is not Joel Dusha. Beloved, once again, if your name is not Joel Dusha.
For everyone else,
So, again, having, like, you know, a drop in a Deadpool on a She-Hulk thing, is that just, you know, would they want to do that? Or is that kind of like, are you wasting that, like, because you only get to drop a Deadpool cameo once?
No, you don't. That's the problem.
No, but I think you can only drop it for the first time once.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be a TV show.
A TV show is the perfect way because then it gets people that wouldn't necessarily watch She-Hulk, aka people that love Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was thinking.
There's probably some overlap there.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was thinking. If you're like wanting to be like, okay, this is, you know, maybe something that we want to try with them.
The only thing is, I don't think that Deadpool would fit with the tone, but they could make her break the fourth wall where she's narrating.
Yeah. Or she could be defending like him.
Yeah.
Or they may have an inevitable...
I'm the prosecutor.
Inevitable Deadpool...
Arrest this man for being not funny nor entertaining, and I hate him.
In the inevitable Deadpool film, you could have a cameo of her...
Yeah, I think you're more likely to go backwards,
I think... Because Deadpool... Spoilers for fucking Doctor Strange 2, I guess, even though I'm about to talk about a thing that isn't in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Deadpool, like the writer for Doctor Strange 2 said that a Deadpool cameo was heavily considered.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Knowing the tone of the movie, putting Deadpool in it, and that they got that close.
Yeah.
They might have filmed something. Not entirely sure. Mm. I was just reading an interview and they didn't ask that question.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they were going to put Deadpool in that... Even if it's in like a post-credit scene or something, like that's crazy tonal whiplash.
Yeah,
yeah, but
then putting Deadpool in something like this, if it's just
it's already a little bit like wanting to be like a comedy.
Mm.
It's advertised as an action adventure comedy.
Yeah, well, maybe I think that the way
I think Deadpool cameo, yes, and which is a shame because I think I'm quite excited for this, and I will not like that cameo.
Mm. I think this is going
to
be...
although they'll give a hootin' and hollerin' break for it, which means that I am the comfort of my own home because the TV show can go, boo,
you were booing and pissing break, or whatever.
A booing and moaning break.
Pissing and moaning break.
I don't know if Deadpool's going to be in this, but I think we are going to get fourth wall breaking from Jennifer. But
through narration, I reckon, rather than her being
I reckon what we're going to get.
Probably wondering how I got
it. No, I don't think talking to the. But at some point, I don't know what the context will be, it will seem like your Disney Plus, the app or whatever, is like rewinding. And that'll be like her intentionally being like, wait, let's check this out again, like through narration. You know what I mean? I think
they'll be playing with the format.
Yeah, I think that'll be because that's a lot of, I think, what she did. Instead of, it wasn't as much of the Deadpool-y like, hey, dickheads, my nipples are out or whatever. I think
dear comic book reader, look at my fat balls.
I think it was more like she would be like, hey, look at that guy in the panel over there or whatever. Or she'd like Hulk explode through the panel borders and stuff. So I think, I'm pretty sure. So I think, I'm talking like I'm an expert on She-Hulk. Yeah, I ain't. Yeah. But I think
She-Hulk seems like a fun read.
Yeah, I think she is.
Horny and funny and weird.
Yeah. I think the 80s are weird. The 2000s are horny. I don't know what's happening.
That's good stuff. Hulk. I mean, New Hulk was. I almost bought all of that, but then bought
Hulk
none of it.
Really good, The current She-Hulk is. She's going back to being a lawyer and dealing with Jack of Hearts.
Oh, okay.
You can say Jackass.
Jack of Hearts.
Mm. But yeah, so I think she'll play with the format of the TV show, and I think there'll be maybe in an episode she will be like, wait, you know, we need to check that out. Or somebody's like, but this happened. Like maybe in a court case, there's like a specific piece of evidence or whatever. And she's like, did that happen? And then it like goes to the, or rewinds, or even goes to the menu of like possible Disney Plus episodes, goes to the.
Haven't seen Moon Knight in full. Which is funny, because I'm like, Jackson, you're going to get fired. I haven't seen Moon Knight, and I haven't seen What
We're both
if.
In the freaking chopping block, dude.
But I've seen all of them up until Hawker.
Yeah, you saw Shang-Chi, too.
Yeah, big time.
I'll watch all of Boston Legal, it'll be fine. Or I'll watch all of She-Hulk, and you'll be like, right, Boston Legal based reaction.
No!
Fuck! How do I keep messing this up?
Yeah, I should probably get back on that, because I liked Moon Knight. I just never finished it. I don't know why. I think it's just there's too many shows at the moment. Not Marvel shows necessarily, although there is quite a lot, but they don't overlap.
There's just a lot of stuff going on at the moment, and it's tiring.
Yeah, like, there's a lot. Like, understand. Book of Boba Fett, I know that that's not across the board loved, but I know that there'll be parts in it where I'm like, hell yeah, I like this is Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it's a lot to commit to. And then, anyway, Moon Knight, fucking, what's British one of him called?
Steve.
Steve? Wouldn't Steven. Be surprised if Steve's in this.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Moon Knight cameo.
Because Moon Knight beats up people in public, and people saw Steve do crimes in at least the first half.
But he's in Britain.
So?
Well,
think? Think for one goddamn minute of your life?
So? Maybe he got deported to America. Mark's from America?
Yes.
So maybe Steve ends up on trial for Mark's crime. They just do Moon Knight season one again, but an episode.
So I don't know how far you're into it, but the people who arrest Mr. Moon Knight are actually working for Mr. Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, that was the last episode I saw, I think.
Yeah,
Episode 3?
Not sure how much of these are going to stick.
And also, spoilers for Moon Knight, for me also, because I haven't seen this part, but they become two different guys, right?
No.
So, oh my God, unspoiled.
Yes and no.
Whoa.
Yes, they do, but not what you think.
I think it's insane they're that you managed to be in a position where you could spoil a show for yourself, but yourself.
Well, yeah, because I say it, then Joel Zummer confirms it, then it's spoiled.
That's a good point. What about this? Mm-hmm. This may be a swing for the fence. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know if we're at swings of the fences yet.
We always are. That's a whole show. We haven't even covered the fact that it's attorney at law, which means it's probably going to be a different villain every week.
I hope it's going to be each episode is another case.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
I think they'll be grouped together a little bit. Mm. So if there's 9 episodes or 10, depending on which website is lying to us.
Yeah.
So if there's 9, say we might get like 4 court cases, but there'll be like 2 episodes might deal with one. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Jessica Jones cameo.
Yeah.
Played by the B from Apartment 23.
I reckon.
We're not meant to trust her.
Shit. No, yeah, I think we'll
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good joke. Yeah. That was underrated, that joke. That was very good.
There's a pause. That was good. Yeah. Anyway.
I think there's a possible Jessica Jones cameo in this.
Well, they haven't revealed any of. So the only Netflix thing we've got so far is
Daredevil.
I keep going to call him Nick Cox, but that's not his name. Charlie Cox.
Yeah. So I just think that they're probably not going to do Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. They might do Luke Cage.
What about Ms. Marvel? Oh, wait, no, you're talking about different TV series.
Yeah.
It'd be very funny if they get like some of the... Because like, when Netflix TV series were pretty good, it was Daredevil, Jessica Jones for some, for a good some of it, I think.
Yeah.
Luke Cage, I heard that
Luke Cage really got good in the back half, which is so rare for any kind of Marvel TV show.
Yeah, I heard the most of the complaints to Luke Cage is not, I think it's just not what people wanted it to be.
Right.
It's a very particular type of thing, and it's not the same type of thing as like Daredevil. Okay. And so like if you showed
a slow build and I was
I think if you showed like someone who's just seen fucking, I don't know, The Avengers, and then you're like, all right, what about let's watch
Luke Cage,
or like a stupid example, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and nothing's happening. It's like, stuff's happening, it's just not the pacing and stuff.
I definitely get the feeling because Luke Cage,
but like Iron Fist was the one that was,
oh yeah, that one sucks shit across the board.
All
the
way everyone was like, this is badly cast, this is badly acted, this is like, there's so many problems with it, it's bad across the board. It'd be very good if
and
they
it looks like
just,
shit.
And it looked like shit.
Yeah, if they just got the three.
But others are just, they recast that.
I reckon knowing Marvel and what they're doing at the moment, they'll be like, Iron Fist died in a sewer or whatever.
Well, they'll
include Iron Fist and they'll be like, he was an imposter.
Isn't there a tricky thing with Iron Fist in the same way that they cast the ancient one, where they're like, oh, if we had a time again, we probably wouldn't have cast
I think so.
Maybe.
Is Iron Fist white in the comics?
Well, yeah. Yes. But like, he, it's, you know, like everything in the, you know,
yeah, he
70s.
Comes from like, yeah, this 60s and 70s where it was like, it's like, that, that's the, what do they call it? Orientalism. It's like, yes. It's like, oh, we're, you know, fuck, what's the word? Exotifying?
Yeah.
Where it's like, ooh, but obviously we could never have a person who is actually from somewhere in Asia in this. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously our protagonist has to be a white guy.
Yeah, he's got to be white and rich.
And
very rich.
He learned his powers from Mystic.
But like, yeah, I think there was a guy who, I think he was in the Mortal Kombat film as well recently.
Yeah.
Because he was like the Danny Rand version of like the hand in it. And he was there and fighting Danny Rand, and you're like, he's much better.
Yeah, yeah, he should have been the guy.
Much better as an actor, as a martial artist, as someone believable on screen.
Who does he play in the new Mortal Kombat, do you remember?
The main dude that's not in a...
Liu Kang?
No, like the main dude who's not in like any
other
game.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the brand new guy.
Yeah.
Who's... secret Mortal Kombat power becomes having armor or whatever, and then it kills Goro. That guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Spoilers for Mortal Kombat. Do you know that's the most streamed movie on HBO Max?
That's wow.
So they released like the most streamed
that
movies.
One.
Mortal Kombat 2000.
Beat. Old mate, Snyder.
Yeah. Snyder Cut's 5.
Wow. That fucking rules.
So it's like.
That does rule.
It's Mortal Kombat, then I think the Batman, then Wonder Woman. Then June, then Snyder Cut.
Ah, eat shit, JLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, oh no, sorry, it's Godzilla versus Kong is somewhere there too.
That also rules.
Mm. Godzilla versus Kong is up there, I'm pretty sure top 3. I'm going to pull this up because it's funny information.
Give me like dumb action films.
Yeah. That's what I loved. When I watched Mortal Kombat, I was like, action movies are fun again because they're just stupid. And they're for jocks again. That was cool.
But it'd be very interesting if they did decide to be like, oh yeah, we're going to pick and choose. Because like, I personally would like that because I think Charlie Cox was a really good Daredevil. And again, you know, with the couple of like kind of like right shepherding in terms of like storytelling and the kind of stuff you can, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones.
I get the vibe from Luke Cage that if I sat down and watched it now, because I watched Luke Cage after, you know, one, it was years ago, and after I'd watched Daredevil season 1 and 2 and Jessica Jones, and then I went into Luke Cage and I was like, this just isn't grabbing me. But I think now, I reckon that's the one that on a rewatch you're like, actually, this kicks ass.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll rewatch Luke Cage.
Yeah, maybe I'll do the same. Maybe a Luke Cage based reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I'm stuck in the thing where I was like, I never watched any of the Netflix series and I don't have to because they got retconned and canceled. Oh, no.
it'd be just, I don't know. I personally, like, I like when properties look at, like, the canon in quotation mark and be like, okay, this is something we fucked up.
Mm.
This is something we need to either course correct or whatever. And so it's like, okay, we're course correcting now. So
yeah,
I like that. I like that. And if they were to be like, okay, I'm very sorry, actor who was in Game of Thrones.
Dingus.
You were fine in as Loras and you were not great as Daddy Rand. And I think that'd be really
I don't
really
think
nice.
That they would recast him necessarily.
Not have him in there.
I think it'll be like, because Marvel are doing a bit of the vote for me, I'm the guy who sucks with the characters that they know people hated.
Yeah.
So even in this movie and in this TV show, I think there will be a bit of that with the previous Hulk things.
Okay.
So maybe there will be like, you know, like Marvel does that thing where they do digs back kind of like sharing a joke with you, the audience, to be like, we know it was bad. How bad was it? So I think if they do include Iron Fist, it'll be in that capacity. They'll be like, even he wasn't the real Iron Fist. He was just some rich kid.
Yeah.
Right, audience?
Yeah.
I'm on your side.
He no longer has the Iron Fist powers. It's gone to someone else.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, we get it. It was bad. You're telling us it was bad.
Well, I'm pretty sure what they'll just do is they'll just be like, the Charlie Cox you're seeing, that's not the character's name. Charlie Cox, who's playing Matt Murdock. Yes, that's the guy, you know.
Yeah.
But
Defenders didn't happen.
Yeah, it's not the Daredevil.
That was a variant universe.
Yeah. It's
for sure, absolutely.
That's a multiverse.
But
I'd say if even all these cameos sort of happen. Because I was imagining if we are going to get any sort of cameos, it might be like really like one scene kind of like almost like blink and you miss it kind of stuff.
For sure.
In terms of like who we're going to see. Because I think it would be very good for her to have like a, you know, she's going to be the defending of all like the, or prosecuting all these supervillains. Yeah, like a nice quick cut.
Yeah, yeah, that
like
could be a
lot
good
of
compilation.
People in costumes and like good for either cameos of people we've seen that if you don't need the actor or want the actor back or they cost too much, they're in costume.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Don't need to have them say anything. Yeah. No voice lines necessary.
And you can also then include like other shit that people might like as well when you have like, you know, people in comic book accurate costumes.
Yeah,
if you're
yeah.
only seeing it for a split second, you're not going to like scrutinize.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Right. It might be nice.
I went digging and I know that we've moved on from this, but just so that like a bit of closure for the listeners and for us, the audience, from us, the audience, us, the hosts.
Yeah, no, no.
I guess we're the audience.
I'm an audience to you guys.
Yeah. So yeah, HBO released the first week viewership numbers for movies. Snyder Cuts, Justice League, first week, remember, is 2.2 million. June, 2.3 million.
Yeah.
Matrix Resurrections, 3.2 million.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, 3.2 million. Suicide Squad, 3.5 million. Okay. The Batman, 4.1 million. And then Mortal Kombat coming in at number one, 4.3 million.
That rolled.
Almost double the Snyder Cut.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's so good. And like the Suicide Squad's up there.
That's the reason that that movie is, I mean, those streaming numbers would have been, that and Peacemaker are the reason that the movie will probably get a sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope so. I really enjoyed both of those
roles. Yeah.
The thing that's going to happen for Suicide Squad and Mortal Kombat is they'll probably be like, huge streaming numbers, not huge box office. Let's make them for HBO Max.
Yeah, yeah, true.
AKA Binge in Australia. Yeah, let's make them for Binge.
Will they also then be at like 1.13 speed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Save some time. Watch it quick.
Do we think She-Hulk will be funny?
Define funny.
Do funny we think for
we'll
us
laugh?
Or funny?
Will we laugh? Will we laugh watching this show? I don't think I will, but...
Well, I mean, Jackson, there's another question you need to ask yourself.
Okay.
It's hard to laugh at a thing you don't watch.
Maybe we force him to watch it.
Yeah. You gotta pick one and watch it.
What's coming up next?
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Marvel's the next show out, then She-Hulk, then...
Secret Invasion, maybe?
Oh, God. I'll watch She-Hulk.
Ironheart?
I'll watch She-Hulk. I'll watch She-Hulk. Fine.
You can go back and watch Moon Knight, I guess. We'll give you that. What about Echo?
Oh, can I watch Echo? What's Echo?
It's a spin-off of Hawkeye.
No. Can I watch Cloak and Dagger?
No, it doesn't count.
No.
Yeah, Secret Invasion, I think, is the next one.
I'll watch She-Hulk.
Yeah, good.
Ironheart, Armor Wars.
Yeah.
Season two of... Oh, yeah. So Echo. What about Agatha, House of Harkness?
Oh, Lord, no.
Spider-Man Freshman Year, it's animated.
No.
Untitled Nova Series.
Yeah, I'm in.
So, hey, we're getting an animated Spider-Man when he's at...
Yeah, when he's at high school.
Wait. Oh, so it's a prequel.
Yeah, yeah, it's a prequel, yeah.
Not like...
No. It's not. It's just like the early years of Spider-Man, which is funny because he's a tiny little boy.
Okay.
Freshman year, which would explore Parker's origin story and early days using the Spider-Man persona in the MCU. That'll be interesting to see.
Because there's Ben.
Well, it'll be
Ben eating shit.
Yeah, it'll be curious to see if they actually fill in the holes and it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what loss is. I only know what loss is now because Aunt May just died.
Yeah.
What about Ben?
Who? Huh? I've never had an uncle.
Yeah.
I'm uncle-less. Right. Let's do swings for the fences. Let's swing. Bada-bada swing.
Well, here's the thing about She-Hulk. I think she's... Classic. Deadpool cameo.
Deadpool cameo. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Okay. This is where we're going to introduce mutants.
Whoa!
And it's going to be a sort of a court case where it is this kind of thing of like, you know, someone has splody hands. How are they legally responsible for what they do? And they're like, well, they got splody hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, how'd they get splody hands? Like, I don't know.
Weird, huh? They blow up a school? They're tying it into that?
No. They just go whatever. Like some kind of like accident. What? Maybe collateral damage. Not collateral
damage. What storyline does that kick off?
Civil War.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good. I was it's interesting. Like in the comics, it's like, oh yeah, an inciting incident of that. You're like, yeah, these things need to. And then they just, it ends with, you know, superheroes biffing on each other.
Yeah,
because
No. Reed Joel Zammett and the audience. Here's the start of the Civil War for the comic books.
Yeah.
A group of mutants are making a reality TV show, right?
A group of heroes.
Heroes. Make it to stop mutants. Well, not mutants as a whole. A team of... an evil band of mutants who are just...
Not mutants. Because if it was mutants, it would be very much like they would push the whole...
Band
like,
of heroes fighting band of villains. One of those villains is a mutant that blows up a school.
Nitro.
Killing everyone.
Yeah.
So that's the inciting incident. That's fucked up and heavy. It ends... Captain America getting shot on the steps of Washington with a time gun.
Yeah, sure does.
Comics are
And the other big moment is Spider-Man's like, I'm Peter Parker.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Then Reed is like, yes, we need to put all our villains into the negative zone. It's a prison that's off-world. And then ends in, they biff each
other. And it ends with Captain America getting shot with a time gun. Because they're like, oh my God, the death of Captain America. Oh, wait, no, he's just been displaced in time.
It's so funny that the same thing happened to Batman.
He gets shot with a time gun?
Yeah, and he gets displaced in time. Comic books have very few ideas, I guess. I reckon that this is going to be not a cameo fuckfest, but we will get like an episode toward the end where there's too many Hulks. This is going to be a Hulk fest. I think we're going to get a Red Hulk, maybe even a Red She-Hulk, Betty Ross.
I got another cameo.
Hulk, Abomination, other Hulk. Rick Jones, Hulk.
Rick Jones, yeah.
Yeah, I think we can get heaps of Hulks.
Amadeus. Cho?
Yeah. Amadeus Cho. Amadeus Cho, Hulk, absolutely. Who's the guy? He's Hulk's therapist.
Doc Samson.
Doc Samson. Yeah, he's going to be Hulk crazy toward the end.
Doc Samson's actually probably an easy cameo because he's got to get a guy with green hair who's a bit buff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, what about like the Sasquatch?
Yeah, Sasquatch.
Why not?
Chuck him in.
Harpy? Let's just say, okay,
that's
Jackson.
Just like Red Hulk, but like going Harpy-like. Yeah.
Think about how dog shit.
It's not good. I'm not happy about it.
No, but the She-Hulk CGI is. Do you really think they're going to look at that and be like,
they used up all their Hulk budget in the last episode? Yeah.
You know who I think might also be in this?
Yeah.
I think Deadpool will be in it, but I also think we're going to get Reed again.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's like, too many Hulks. I'm John Krasinski. Remember The Office? Too many Hulks.
He's going to look at the camera and be like, ooh.
No, they can't.
They can.
They count on Will's 9 episodes.
They can't. Just for my own safety.
Yeah, it's...
They shouldn't.
Everyone's going to start being in everything again.
Yeah. I should have picked to watch Moon Knight.
Yeah, you know it doesn't connect to anything.
Yeah, no.
Yet.
But you picked She-Hulk.
Should have gone freshman year.
Yeah, I should have gone freshman year.
You shouldn't have gone freshman year. It'll be animated, and if the MC... Yeah.
If What If is anything to go by... And it looks like What If. It looks similar. The
Does
animation,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's grim.
Just go 2D. I mean, I know 2D animation.
It's cel-shaded, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Wind Waker.
Ultimate Spider-Man, the game, was cel-shaded.
I like that one.
Anyway, She-Hulk, I'm... Excited's the wrong word.
Cautiously optimistic.
Not because I'm... upset by it or anything, or I think it's necessarily going to be bad. Mm. But it's just I've been hit with so many properties recently that excited doesn't convey how I feel. But I will check it out. And I got to finish. It's made me, watching this trailer, I'm like, man, I got to finish Moon Knight so I'm up to date, even though I know they're not related. Because the MCU has sucked me in big time. Yeah. We're skipping shit.
Your brain.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, like I'll watch it. I don't know if I'm like excited for it. Of course, optimistic. I think it actually is going to be funny at parts.
Okay.
To answer your question from before, only because I think it's going to be from Bruce Banner, the Hulk. He's going to be that comic relief.
My head's too small.
So we saw that because I thought that was like
that was
you know,
a good bit in the trailer.
Where he's like, yes, no.
I think like, my concern is that anytime Marvel says they're doing anything other than a superhero movie, it goes badly. And I don't, they've never built something as a comedy before. So I'm like, can you do it? So we'll see. But I got to watch it anyway. So it's much of a muchness.
Do you like Spider-Man Homecoming?
I did like that movie.
Yeah, they built that as a different thing.
What do they build it as?
They were like, it's like a
John Hughes.
John Hughes High School movie. Yeah, but it's not bad.
Yeah, but it's not like that.
No, but
he does do a run through some yards.
Yeah,
it has a scene.
There's references to it.
References.
That's not really the same.
So basically, you've said a thing. We've given you an example where that's not the case, and now you're trying to walk it back, is what I'm hearing.
No.
Do you like The Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
They advertised that. They were like, we're making a political thriller.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, but it's still, they're is saying. They're saying a thing. Doesn't matter if they're doing it or not, but they did make good movies.
Well, it might still, but the difference here is that a comedy hinges on it being funny.
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah, it might be a bad comedy.
If a comedy doesn't make you laugh, it can still be enjoyable.
That's true.
I guess listen, look at this shit.
Yeah. Comedy's subjective.
All right, you're right. She-Hulk's going to be hilarious.
No, not what I'm saying. Nice try.
I don't know what
you've
you
just
want.
Done the op. I want you just. You said a thing can't be good if they say it's not a superhero thing.
I don't even like know
you,
what I said.
That is what you said.
Okay. It's going to be good.
Is that how you feel?
No.
So you think it's going to be bad?
I don't know what it's going to be. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, this, it doesn't look that good. I reckon it's going to be a fun romp. And I'm going to enjoy the personal antics of Jennifer Walters when she tries to fit into regular society mm-hmm. and starts doing a lot of the things that you and me would do in our dirty 30s.
Uh-huh.
But she has the problems because she's a big green lady.
Yeah. She can't fit through doors.
She can't fit through doors. She wants to go
she's
babies.
She's 30 and she wants to settle down.
Yeah.
But the damn doors keep getting in the way.
She's too damn big and green. You know,
it would be hard to be. All the three of us are in our dirty 30s.
Oh, yeah.
It would be hard to do it if we were big and green.
Yeah.
Nah.
Fair enough.
I'd be breaking doors.
Couldn't pick up a cup.
Couldn't pick up a cup at all.
Oh, could crush a cup, though.
Could sit down on a chair.
I'd go to open my car door and rip it off. Yeah. And be like, ah!
If I jumped and then behind me was a tree, I'd blend in.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm green.
I would put on shoes and just tear them off my feet.
Yeah.
Rat apples. Damn it and heck.
Yeah.
Piss and shit.
Yeah.
If I rolled around in like a field, people would be like, where's Emmett? He's so big and green, but I can't find him.
Is that him? That's a tree. Oh, wait, no, it is him.
Whoa.
Is that the Jolly Green Giant from the UK place? And I'm like, no, I'm a guy.
I'm just rolling around. I think the one big thing here, and the one thing is really, really, really hard, and just to close it off is, this looks good, but do you know what would easily suck my excitement out? If Ms. Marvel, which comes out in between this and now.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
But that also might be interesting. I don't know. Look, they're going to keep making the shows. I'm going to keep talking about them. I'm going to keep watching them.
Yeah. And then I keep forcing our good friend Jackson to watch him.
I'm on tether. I'm unhooking the tentacles, and meanwhile you're plugging one in my fucking back of my head.
The one plugged into the back of your head is plugged into your bank.
Yeah.
You can untether.
Because you have to watch She-Hulk. We definitely know there's a connection with Shang-Chi.
Oh,
so
no.
you're gonna have to watch that, you piece of shit.
Those are 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll even have to do a base reaction
on
the
Shang-Chi.
Moment Jackson has finished watching this.
Base reaction on Shang-Chi.
That's my promise to you.
This is the worst day of my life.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Base of Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. Do your fucking job, Jackson.
Yeah. See you next time for a base reaction of Shang-Chi. Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.